Hello, everyone, and welcome to Out and About with Antoinette. Now, you know, this is the podcast where you will hear from people who are from here and around the state of Delaware that are doing some positive things in their communities. And today, my special guest is Valerie Albardi. She is the content creator of Midlife Agogo. She has that blog and podcast. And you know what? Since the last time she and I were together, she has been a TEDx speaker, and she's also an MS advocate. Valerie, thank you so very much. And welcome to Out and About with Antoinette.
Thank you for having me, Antoinette. I'm so happy to be here. I'm glad to reconnect with you. I think it's been a couple of years. You were on my podcast, and so I thank you so much for having me on yours.
Well, you know, it is great to have you back. You know, we did connect years ago with Midlife Agogo. You know, I am a boomer and beyond. And, you know, we're, I think, is in the prime time of our life. Despite it all, there's some challenges and changes. But you have been doing some awesome and amazing things. I've been following you along. And what I want to start with is your TEDx talk. Congratulations, first and foremost. That is truly an accomplishment.
Thank you so much. It was something that I set out to do after reading Shonda Rhimes' The Year of Yes. And I decided I am going to say yes to the things that scare me, but I also took it one step further. I sought out something that scares me. And public speaking is something that scares me, but I knew I had this spark of an idea that I wanted to share, and I knew it was good. And so I applied for it, and then I was invited to have a live audition. And then I was one of the semifinalists, and then I had a second audition, and then I was one of the 12 people that made it on stage on that big red dot. So it was pretty amazing.
You know, I have been seeing people do TEDx, and this is not, I'm going to be honest with you, this is not something that I have on my bucket list, not something that I want to do, but I enjoy listening to those that have done it. And your topic, the Invisibility Trifecta Project, tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, so my talk starts out with me going back in time a little bit, about 4.5, maybe 5 years or so ago. And I'm talking about walking into an H&M store and just being blatantly ignored by the young man as he rushes to get to two younger women who are coming in the store behind me. And it's that invisibility that is troubling. And I put it on society, but when you think about it, Antoinette, we are society. So it's not just others, it's women just like me who are perpetuating this invisibility. And I'll tell you what, the invisibility trifecta, what that speaks to are three things. And that's midlife, women, and color. And that makes up the invisibility trifecta. So I chose to speak about it, not in the sense of trying to erase what white women are going through when they say they feel invisible, but I am speaking from a place of knowledge and a place of experience. And I decided to hone in on midlife women of color because that's what I am. And it's not just Black women though, Antoinette. It is Asian, it is Hispanic, it is Indigenous people. It's all women of color in the midlife space. And you will hear some women say that they feel invisible. And usually they're talking about being invisible to men. They feel like men don't see them. They feel like they walk past a construction site and nobody whistles, nobody, hey, mama, none of that. And not that we need that in our lives, but so many women, they kind of, I don't want to say they thrive on that, but they miss that. And so they start to feel invisible, and society helps them right along with that. You know, you're in line at the grocery store or Starbucks or something like that, and it's like people just pass you by. And I'm not having that. You know, I am not standing for that. And I'm not so much the invisible person because I do speak up. I make myself known. That's not to say I walk in a room shouting and screaming, you know?
Right.
you get it. But I think I have that presence of mind. And because this is my platform, so I know if I go somewhere and people are ignoring me, nope, we're not doing that today. I am not the woman, and this is not the year. You are going to see me. You are going to hear me.
And you know, it's so perfectly timed. You know, living and loving out loud during midlife is important for all women, but especially now, because we see what's going on in the world. You know, we have been invisible for so long that it's finally time that we say, hey, you know what? I'm here. You know, don't pass me by. You know, mm-hmm. I don't need like the cat calls or anything, but I need to be acknowledged.
Exactly.
I love that. I really, mm-hmm. really love that. And, you know, again, living and loving in midlife, you know, each day is a new day and the next day is never promised. You know, the adage now is here today, gone today. you know, as we get older, you know, our bodies change, our health changes. Can you tell us how your health has taken a turn in your midlife?
Well, about a year ago, I started at the end of June of 2020, I started having some symptoms that were really strange. And there were three very particular symptoms that all hit me at the same time. And those symptoms were severe fatigue, severe nausea, and what I termed feeling drunk. And I went to my primary care doctor and he suggested that I go to a neurologist and that I have an MRI. And so I was finally diagnosed after months of, and I'm still in pain, but after months of being in pain, after months of being nauseated and this whole dizziness, drunkenness feeling, in October, on October the 22nd, at the age of 57, I was diagnosed with secondary progressive multiple sclerosis. And, you know, at this age, to be diagnosed with something that I knew so little about. But you know what, Antoinette? We typically don't notice something or we don't know much about things until it hits home. And that was the case for me. I knew nothing about MS except, and this is the really dreadful part, all I knew is that people usually end up in wheelchair. And that was my whole view about MS. And now that I'm living it, my goal is to thrive in MS. MS is going to do what it's going to do to my body. And there is damage that has already done and that will not be repaired. But the infusion therapy that I am on, that actually helps to slow down the progression of the disease. And I'm so invested in wanting to spread the word about multiple sclerosis and educating people and letting people know that just because you see someone walking down the street and they're stumbling, don't assume that they're drunk. They could have MS. And I don't say that, you know, to be funny. I also say it anecdotal because it has happened to me. And I've been bumping into walls. I've almost fallen down the stairs. I've fallen outside several times because my legs just said, okay, Valerie, not today. We're not going to work. So it's a devastating disease, but I am trying to remain positive about it. And in trying to be an advocate for it, I have become a district advocate leader for the Multiple Sclerosis Society, so that I can be in touch with the lawmakers of my state and you know, impress upon them the need for the medication that is affordable and all of these things that affect people like me. So I now have, I can say this, people like me, and kind of talk with a little bit of authority about it. But MS, it shook my world.
And I'm glad, you know, you said, you know, you're not invisible. You weren't invisible because you were a woman of midlife, and you're not going to be invisible now, a woman of midlife with MS. And, you know, it is, you know, you do go along. You know, I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes at 57, and it kind of took me for a loop as well. It's not, you know, it's not as devastating of a disease as MS, but, you know, when you have gone 57 years and felt relatively good and healthy, these are changes that you often don't say, hey, you know, why wasn't I diagnosed earlier? Or how come I didn't understand this before? And for you to be an advocate now, you know, I'm glad that you have not, you know, gone into defeat. You've like, I'm going to fight this and I'm going to help others as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the beginning, I did ask those questions. Why me? You know, but I decided, you know, I wasn't going to throw a pity party and I wasn't going to invite others to it. Mm-hmm. So I felt like I had to, I mean, when I remain positive, that does not discount the fact that I feel horrible. Mm-hmm. The fact that there is no cure for MS. Mm-hmm. The fact that one day I may wake up and my body says, we're just not going to work right today. Mm-hmm. I may not be able to walk tomorrow. So for everything that I like to do and I can do right now, I'll do it. You know, I get out there and I power walk, and I mean, you know, I go to the gym, and I just try to enjoy life one step at a time.
Because
if I look too far into the future, it's just going to be heartbreaking. And I don't want to be there. That doesn't mean that I'm sticking my head in the ground and trying to ignore what's taking place, but I am living. And I'm thankful that I am above ground. So I'm going to take advantage of that.
And how poignant and or ironic that your blog, that's how we met, blogging and blogging, is entitled Midlife a Go-Go. Like, you're going to keep going, like go-go, like you're going to keep going. Can you, you know, wow. How amazing is that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess that the title will speak to any adversity that I come across in my life. And you know, something, speaking about my, my site, my tagline is, you know, for women to enjoy the midlife and skip the crisis. And there's so much that we can say, oh, this is a crisis in my life. But I choose not to define things like that, because crisis is such a big word. Mm. It's six letters, but the meaning behind it is so scary. So yes, I'm living with MS, but I'm not living in crisis. You know, tomorrow I may get in a car crash, but it's not a crisis. Mm. Mm. All of these things that happen, we determine how we take that information in, which then determines how we're processing it and how we respond to it. And I would much rather respond to life as opposed to react.
React, right. Mm-hmm. Right. I love your attitude, Valerie. I mean, like I said, when we first met, you know, we were living large, you know, having a ball, blogging. It was like, you know, it was relatively new and it was exciting. And but you know what? It's been a platform, a great platform. And that's what we're going to talk about. I want to talk about not only your blogging platform, but your podcasting platform, but how you have lent your voice, your platform for others who are going through midlife as well. So we're going to take a quick break. You guys go grab yourself something, a sip or snack. We'll be right back and get back with Valerie. And we're going to talk more about Midlife a Go-Go. And don't forget, subscribe to this podcast as well as to my blog and my vlog. And so that you can stay up with all the current episodes, and make sure you share this show with your family, your friends, your bae and your boo too. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Pamela Burkhead-Jones, career strategist, certified coach, consultant. I am super excited to tell you about my awesome new book, Handle with Care, 7 Essentials to Prepare, Pack, and Propel for a Career Transition. In this book, I share proven and brilliant methodology to move individuals who are ready for or considering a career change. No matter if you've been in position for 4 months or 40 years, the 7 Essentials will get you thinking and ready to prepare, pack, and prepare for your career change to a career you will enjoy with fulfillment and excitement. Pre-sales start Friday, February 5th, 2021. The book will be available March 2021, and you can begin ordering pre-sales right away. For more information, email me at proactivelifepbj@gmail.com, or you can visit my website, liveproactively.com. More information will be coming soon.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Out and About with Antoinette. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the CEO of A. Blake Enterprises, social media marketing and consulting, an award-winning blogger, vlogger, author, podcast host, professional speaker, and educator. And here on Out and About with Antoinette, every Wednesday at 1 p.m., I am interviewing a guest who may be from the state of Delaware or not be from the state of Delaware, but they're doing some positive things in their communities. And today, my special guest is Valerie Albarta, and she is the content creator of Midlife Agogo. That is a blog and a podcast. She was also a TEDx speaker. And ladies and gentlemen, she is also an MS advocate. And we were talking before the break about skipping the crisis in life. That's right. Enjoy the midlife. Skip the crisis. Now, Valerie, before we took a break, you know, we were talking about living, loving out loud during midlife. And there's so much that has been happening in the world today. You know, there's family, there's finances and marriage and menopause, health and healing, anger, anxiety and angst everywhere. But your platform, have you found a common thread between all of that, all the women in midlife that may have something that's similar, whether they're Black, brown, white, straight, gay, whatever, but in their midlife, is there one common thread that we should all be thinking about or feel like we're all in this together?
Well, Antoinette, from my blog and my podcast, I think the one common thread that I have found with midlife women is a sense of positivity and not taking midlife as the beginning of the end. I have interviewed so many women and they are doing fantastic things. And, you know, they're not trying to be defeated in or by midlife. And when I started Midlife Agogo, I did so because I was in midlife and I thought, you know what? I could sit around and bemoan the fact that everything's going to start to drop and I may become invisible and I won't be relevant. And then I thought, no, I'm not just going to sit by and allow that to happen without being a presence. So I created the site to celebrate this time in our lives. And I wanted to pass that on to other women. And with my podcast, initially I created it for myself. And then I thought, I think one or two episodes in, I said, this needs to be for the listeners. This needs to be for women. This needs to be a platform for women to speak and to get their word out who may not have normally had the opportunity to do that. And so I have just so many women, dozens of women across all walks of life, Black, Asian, Hispanic, I mean, just all types of women. And that common thread again is that positivity.
And that is wonderful. And you know, you touched on something about podcasting. And I always tell people that podcasting is very powerful. It's a medium that with your voice, you can literally change someone's life. Have you found that to be true as well?
Yes, I have actually had people to contact me. I am currently in season 7 of the podcast, and I've had people contact me saying, I found your podcast from season 2 or something like that. And you spoke about this, that, or the other, and it was so very powerful. Thank you so much. And that's gratifying, not from an ego standpoint, but from the stance of knowing that in some small way, I have helped someone.
Yes. And I always tell people, you know, our gift from God is life. And what we do with that life is our gift back to others. And, you know, again, like you said, season 7, that's long term. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I want, you know, have a show and I want my download numbers to be this, that, and the other. But what you said, when someone has watched or listened to or read or something that you did seasons prior, but they can come back and say, thank you, you helped me do something. Just that one person should make you feel like you've done the best that you can do and you're doing what you have been put on this planet to do.
Well, Antoinette, I will say this. I love podcasting. I love the medium. I love talking to my guests, having chats like two girlfriends that's just sitting around having coffee. But I've had to recently make a very difficult decision. And that was to, at the end of season 7, which is July 28th, I believe, the show is going on an indefinite hiatus. I have some other things in life that I really need to focus on that I have been putting off for years. Mm. And another thing that has grown out of my TED Talk, and that is I have decided to create a space for women, for midlife women of color, to use their voice. And I am calling that the Invisibility Trifecta Project. Now, I don't yet know how that will look. I am hoping to have speaking engagements around that, but I will create a website and it will be a place for midlife women of color to come and feel celebrated and to share just everything about life. And I don't have my landing page up yet, but I will be creating a landing page so that people can be notified when the Invisibility Trifecta Project launches.
I am so looking forward to that. Oh, Valerie, you are just such an amazing woman. And I know you're not only are you doing the Invisibility Trifecta, but you're going to be involved in Women Reinventing Midlife.
The summit. Yes, yes, yes. My friend, Deb Johnstone, she has created this wonderful summit. And I'm not sure how many women are participating, but I will be one of the guest speakers. And it launches on June the 21st. I don't yet know when my speaking will show up, but I can put that information on my website for your listeners to see. They can find it on my at midlifeagogo.com/experience-MLGG. And so that is a landing page for them to find all out about Midlife Agogo.
Well, that's great. Now, I want to go back and say, okay, I'm sad that you're ending your podcast, but you're definitely going out on a high note and you're not going into the night quietly because you're going to come out with a bang with everything else, this trifecta, you know, the Invisibility Trifecta Project. So I know that's going to be amazing. And again, give us also any way that we can connect with you, your contact information, your website, your email address, because as you continue to go, because I know there's going to be great things coming from you, I want to make sure that the listeners know how that they can stay connected with you.
Well, they can reach me by email on valerie@midlifeagogo.com. And midlifeagogo@midlifeagogo, that's where they can find me all over social media, mm-hmm. on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, especially. I love Instagram. And, but if they want a more centralized location on my website to get to everything, I will repeat that. That is midlifeagogo.com/experience-MLGG.
Awesome. And we will add that into the show notes as well. So people can just click and go to that. That's also going to be on my blog. So again, if you have not checked out Midlife Agogo, the blog or the vlog or the podcast, make sure you do it as well. Like with, you know, do it, because she has been doing the darn thing for seven plus. I mean, what year did you actually start blogging? I started in 2012. When did you actually start your blog?
I started in August of 2018.
Okay. Okay.
And so it's been an amazing 2.5 years. And like I said, the show is going on hiatus. It is indefinite. But in the back of my mind, I'm seeing restarting the show either at the beginning of next year or summer of 2022.
Okay. Good. Yeah. You're not going to disappear. From
yeah. Like you said, I'm not disappearing quietly into the night.
No,
I also want to add that people can also, if you go to my website, you'll see a link there to my TED Talk. And I encourage everyone to go and watch it and take a listen, because it's not just for midlife women of color. It's about midlife women of color. And it is a call out to society to recognize us. So go and watch it and take a listen.
And you know, it's so funny because you called out the store with H&M, right?
Yes, I sure did.
Did you tag them? Did you tell them, you know, you just didn't appreciate that young buck going and running past you? You know, look, didn't they know that we have more disposable income than the younger generations?
Yes, 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 yes. So that moment in H&M, that is the moment that stood out clearly in my mind when I started on this journey for my TEDx talk. So that's what I opened the talk with.
Yeah. And I listened to it, and I'm like, and I could imagine, I could just see it. And like, I'm not a mall rat and I don't do stores, but I could just picture myself, you know, coming into a store and, you know, having the salespeople just run past you and go to the mm-hmm. person behind you. It's like, wait a minute. Did I just become invisible here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing. Valerie, thank you so very much for being here today on Out and About with Antoinette. But before I let you go, is there any last words that you'd like to leave us with?
Well, I would say for the midlife women out there, celebrate where you are in life. You made it this far for a reason. And this is not the beginning of the end. For many of you, you are empty nesters. Take this time to explore who you are and seriously, take care of yourselves. And on a medical side, I'm not a doctor and I don't play one on TV, but when your body speaks to you, listen to it. Take care of yourself and pay attention to those cues. If I had not done that for myself, I'm not sure where I would be today. And also, very important, advocate for yourself. When the doctors give you something that you're not satisfied with, keep pushing.
Thank you. Yes, that is a very important message. Celebrate where you are now. Mm-hmm. And please, ladies, take care of yourselves. You cannot pour from an empty vessel. Thank you, Valerie, so very much for those words. thank you for taking time today to be a guest here on Out and About with Antoinette. You know, and I'm so glad that we met in 2018. We met for a reason and a season. And I hope, sis, that we'll be together for seasons upon seasons upon seasons and far into the future.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
You're quite welcome. And thank you guys for listening to today's episode of Out and About with Antoinette, because every week I have the honor and the privilege of interviewing a guest from in and around the state of Delaware who are doing some great things in their communities. And if you'd like to be a guest on Out and About with Antoinette, please send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com. And don't forget to find and follow me on all my social media platforms, my blog. You can use the Linktree ID Dell Blogger. Thank you for listening. And please share this podcast with your family, your friend, your bae, and your boo too. And until the next time, stay smart, stay safe, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day. Bye-bye. Hello and welcome to Out and About with Antoinette on the Delaware Blogger Podcast. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake. And if you're a new listener, let me tell you what you'll be hearing here on Out and About with Antoinette. Each week, I have an opportunity to interview a guest who is from in or around the state of Delaware that is doing positive things in their communities. I will introduce you to them so that they can share their vision and their mission, and then you can share with others. So stay tuned each week to Out and About with Antoinette. In the meantime, in between time, make sure you subscribe to my blog, dellblogger.com. Find and follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest at dellblogger, and on Twitter at DelawareBlogger. And you can see my face in the place on YouTube and IGTV. See ya, it's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger.